Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. It's time now to go over your feedback on this week of Radio Boston.
On Tuesday, we had a conversation about organized labor and whether unions are on the losing side of a national PR battle. Here's SEIU of Massachusetts political director Harris Grumman.
There is a PR campaign out there to make unions look bad. There is not really a corresponding PR campaign on our side because we're not in the PR business particularly. I mean, we're really in the business of protecting middle-class families.
Listener Jay Howard, commenting at RadioBoston.org, says it's not that unions are failing to get their message out. Rather, he says, the message itself is flawed.
I am totally against what Governor Scott Walker is doing in Wisconsin, he writes, but your guests are disingenuous. Unions have driven textiles, shoes, machine tools, and every other industry out of this nation with their heavy-handed tactics. Now we no longer have unions fighting against businesses trying to make a profit. We have unions fighting against the taxpayer.
And on Wednesday, we talked about the Peace Corps on its 50th anniversary.
Critics of the Peace Corps say its fresh-out-of-college volunteers often bring little in the way of skills or expertise to countries that increasingly have their own supply of college graduates.
Our listener Lisa Curtis says she was a Peace Corps volunteer in Niger. She writes, I believe the Peace Corps should be thought of as a cultural exchange program rather than an international development organization. While Peace Corps volunteers do accomplish some development in the form of small projects, the real gain goes to the volunteer, who is able to understand what it's like to live in absolute poverty and also gain insight into an entirely new culture.
And finally, also on Wednesday, we walked the streets of Somerville with Bobby Martini, author of Citizen Somerville, Growing Up with the Winter Hill Gang, a gritty memoir about the Irish gang wars of the 1960s.
There was a liquor store here, and in the book you'll see Tommy Leahy talking to Sal Spoligna, saying, geez, it's too bad this place is burning. And Sal goes, yeah, it's supposed to start burning at 10 o'clock, not 8.
Dane had this to say on our comments page. This is a great interview, and the heart of old Somerville beats within the pages of Citizen Somerville. Things are not what they used to be in most small towns. That feeling of tight, loyal community seems to be ebbing away. Reading this book took me back to a different time, and the interview on WBUR is why I ran out and bought it. I loved it.
Listeners, you can find all the ways to contact us at RadioBoston.org. And don't forget, we're still pushing for 1,000 likes on Facebook.
And we're more than halfway there in our campaign.
Yeah, imagine one of those old school fundraiser thermometer charts that has the goal at the top. Well, we are at 60%.
Yahoo. So head over to Facebook.com/RadioBoston. Click the like button and get daily updates on what we're working on. Pitch us your own ideas or just spout off. That's Radio Boston on Facebook.